Now, this doesn't have to go to the Okay, we said that we יש לנו עוד נושא אחד וכל הכבוד לכם שאתם סוברים את העברית שלי. יש לנו עוד נושא אחד שרק רציתי לשים על השולחן, וזה העניין של דבר שיש בו ממש ודבר שאין בו ממש. יש לנו כאן משנה בדף כפי אמר א', שהמשנה אומרת איך הדברים שאין בהם ממש, איך הדברים שיש בהם ממש ואיך הדברים שאין בהם ממש, שכל אלו הם כלולים בתוך הדין של שבועה. ואז הגמרא אומרת חומר נדורים בי בשבועות, וחומר שבועות שבנדורים, והחומר ששבועות שבנדורים, שהשבועות חלוס הדבר שאין בו ממש, כדבר שיש בו ממש, מה שאין כן בנדורים. כלומר, מה שכתוב כאן במשנה על שבועות, זה דווקא שבועות, זה אחד מהחילוקים בין שבועה לבין נדר. שבועה חל על דבר שאין בו ממש, ונדר רק חל על דבר שיש בו ממש. כן? משנה וברייסה. מה זה דבר שאין בו ממש? אז כאן אנחנו מוצאים משהו מאוד מאוד מעניין. יש רשי על המשנה, ויש רשי על הגמרא, והם לא בדיוק מתאימים זו לזו. נסתכל ברשי במשנה. אין בהם ממש, תרי גבני משמע. רשי אומר בפירוש, יש שני דינים של אין בהם ממש. תרי גברי משמע שאין בהם ממש, כגון שינה, א', ומשמע שאין בהם הנאה, כגון שאזרוק צור לים. כלומר, מה כאן ההגדרה של רשי, או ההגדרה הכפולה של רשי לאין בו ממש? One level of אין בו ממש is physically אין בו ממש. אין בזה ממדים. It has no physical boundaries. It has no physical dimensions. שינה has no physical dimensions. That's called אין בו ממש. כן? ודבר שני שאין בו ממש זה אין הנאה. אין כאן עניין של הנאה. עזרו קצור לים, השבוע חלה על שני הדברים האלו. בא רשי בגמרא, ומה שאין כן, איפה זה? נדר, סליחה. נדר אין אוכל על השינה, כגון קונם שאיני יושן, דקונם לשון הקדשו, ועמי ריחו הקדש. אבל קונם עיני בשינה, חל העין. כן, מה רשי עושה בגמרא? מה ההגדרה של אין בו ממש לגבי נדר? רק הראשון. כלומר, מתוך התרי גבני שרשי מביא במשנה, ששבוע חל על זה ועל זה, נדר לא חל על הראשון. נדר לא חל על דבר שאין בו ממש, אם אין כאן חפץ, וזה כמובן מובן מאליו, זה יסוד ההבדל בין נדר לבין שבועה, ששבועה זה איסר גברא, נדר זה איסר חפצה, כן, זה הגמרא שם בנדורים בדף בייז עמוד בייז. אבל רשי לא מדבר על הצד השני. אז השאלה היא, האם נדר גם כן צריך איסר הנאה, או האם אפשר לדור גם על דברים שהם לא קשורים להנאה? קונם צרור שאני אזרוק. קונם שולחן, שאני אתרוף. In other words, is the second condition, the fact that you require, a shvua does not require an Easter hana'a. Does a neder dafka require an Easter hana'a? Rashi lo omer kan shum davar. Nu ma atem omrim a priori, lefnei shenere et harishonim. Is this second category relevant to a neder or not? The first category, the lack of physical dimensions, that's certainly relative to a nether. It's certainly meaningful in the world of the Dharam. You need a chepza. Something which is ein bo mamash is not a chepza. Is Easter Hana also necessary, a necessary ingredient in terms of a nether? What do you say? If you recall, when we learned that Gemara in the Dharam on that base and the days, we saw over there the language of Tosfos. Tosfos Shem Amar, Nidarim the mitzar chefzo iluya. Damar kikar ze konim alai sheose hakikar alav hekdesh. Ose hakikar alav hekdesh. Hamusag shel neder sheze isra chefza. Zot amerit she neder ze beetzem hekdesh. Az lafi Tosfot. Ma atem omrim? Haim hana'a ze mashehu she nachutz ve'olam shel nedarim? Chore ken. Kamar im ze hekdesh. Hekdesh ze Isur Mi'ila, Mi'ila is a din shel Hana'a. As Lechora, im anachnu omrim she neder ze mevusas al hekdesh, kamo she hekdesh asur v'hana'a, kacha neder ata ose mashu k'hekdesh, ata oser b'hana'a. O, efshar lehagid, she ulai lo. Ulai, yesh maslul acher, she yesh nachon, yesh mustag shel nidrei hekdesh, av anachnu lo oskim kam nidrei hekdesh. אנחנו עוסקים כאן בנדרי איסור. ואולי מספיק שיש איזשהו איסור שקשור לחפץ. העיקר שיש חפץ. אבל אז אני יכול לאסור כל פעולה לגבי החפץ. שאני אסרוק את החפץ, שאני אסרוף את החפץ, שאני אטלטל את החפץ, שאני אגע בחפץ. אני נוסר שולחן זה בנגיעה. השולחן אסור לי לגעת. אולי זה מספיק בשביל נדרי איסור. כלומר, מרשי עצמו, מזה שהוא הביא אצל שבוע, שיש שני דברים שלא צריכים, אבל אצל נדר רק אחד מהם צריך, משמע שאפשר לחלק בין נדר לבין, כלומר שאצל נדר החפצה זה משהו שנחוץ, אבל הנאה לאו דווקא. או אולי רש"י רק נתן דוגמה, אבל הוא התכוון לשניהם. כמובן, אתם מבינים שיש שיטת ביניים. להגיד שנדר חל אפילו כאשר אין איסר הנאה, אבל שם לא יהיה דין של מעילה בקונמוס. כלומר, שדיברנו על זה שאחד מהתוצאות שנדר זה דומה להקדש, זה שיש מעילה בקונמות. אז אולי יהיה לנו שני מסלולים של נדר. יהיה לנו מסלול של נדר שאסור בהנאה, ושם יהיה דין של מעילה, יהיה קורבן. ויהיה לנו נדר שזה רק אסור בפעולה, לא בהנאה, ואולי שם לא יהיה. At kol ze ze masha al ha-shulchan. This is just a question of a diuk within Rashi. Kan yitachen sheyesh lanu machloket bein harishonim. Im niftach et ha-Rambam, le-perek, le-hilkos nedarim, le-perek gimel, Hashem Bahalacha Yud. Ketzad ein adorim cholim elo al dover sheyesh bo mamosh. Haomer diburi alecha korban. Lachenim omer diburi asur alecha. Lafikach haomer lachavero korban sheini medaber imcha sheini osa imcha sheini mahalech imcha o shamar korban sheini yoshen sheini medaber sheini mahalech v'chulei ein haneder chal b'kol elu. Kamar Rashi kol azman רק מדבר על המושג של חוסר של חפץ. דבר שאין בו ממש זה כאשר אין חפץ. הרמב"ם אף פעם לא מזכיר את המושג של הנאה, את הצורך באיסור הנאה. Simply not there. אז אולי, כלומר, לפי הרמב"ם, לא יודע, כלומר, הוא פשוט לא מזכיר את זה. לא מזכיר את זה כאן, כבעיה בדבר שיש בו ממש. אז אולי לפי הרמב״ם, לא יודע. כמו רש"י. כמו שרש"י לא מזכיר את זה, גם הרמב״ם לא מזכיר את זה. אבל מי כן מזכיר את זה? כלומר, ברמב״ם נראה לי שאפשר להגיד שרש"י כאן מדויק. שכל הבעיה זה בעיה בחפצה.
כן.
זה שם אין חפץ. זה פעולה.
אז כנראה זה So,
Hashela hi, ma kore kashir yesh chayfetz vein hana'a. That's our question. If I say, I make a neder shulchan ze aser b'negiyah, I won't touch this table. Ha'im ze neder. Yesh shulchan, yesh chayfetz, aval ani lo aser tze b'hana'a. Ani rak aser tze b'negiyah. Ken?
In order for a neder to be called, don't require a celestial technician or a female technician. Like, when you just say, is that a life?
We have a concept of hatfasa in a dover hanadur. So if I were to say that, Rashi is, if I were to say, this shulchan is like a korban klape negiyah. In other words, that the feirush, I am limiting it. That's our question. In other words, do I have that power? Or do I, in other words, do I say a korban is not a din in negiyah? A korban is a din in Easter Hana'a. Either we have an Easter Hana'a or nothing, or it's meaningless, or no. Can I distinguish between Nachon? I have to start with Hekdesh in terms of generating it, you know, right? And that's why it's a din of Chetza. But it doesn't mean, therefore, that every Neder has a requirement of all the dinim of Hekdesh. In other words, Tosfot, who Zesh Omer She Nuchal Harchiva Tairiya. The Ran on the Aftat Zayin Amad Beis quotes Tosfos. Hagmar Mechaleket Bein Elam Arava Hodam Yeshiva Sukha Alai Hodam Ashalo Eshe Basuka V'yim Tomar V'chiyamar Yeshiva Sukha Alai Mai Havei Ha'davar She'en Bo Mamashu Yeshiva Sukha Yesh Lomar Hocha mayaskin gon do amar konim suka li yeshivasa alai. Okay, then he continues. Ubetosvos amru. Right, you want to do two things he says. Let's come back to this one. Yes, v'im tomar. Vafilu ki amar yeshiva suka alai lama osur bi yeshiva shal mitzvah. Hakevan de mitzvah slavay hanos nitnu hare eno nehen emin asuka klal. Tirtzu hatosvos. The mikoma kon kevan she asar yeshivasa alav, afal pi she ein bo hanaa chal. Ulefize amar konim zrikas sur layam alav asur, afal pi she ein lo bezrikaso hanaa asur lizorko. Kamar toso tamer beferush she ein lanu tzorech v'hanaa. Neder lo tzrichot kashur beisur hanaa. Tzrich chayfes. Okay, konim sur. Aval lemahat sur yiyya asur, but yacholiyot konem sur ze luzrika, konem shulchan ze benegia, konem kise ze beharama. Right, that I am asuring this chair to be lifted, even if there's no hanah involved in lifting the chair and touching the table, in throwing the rock. There's no hanah involved because of the neder is chal. Kach in other words, tosfot omer black shakor al gabe lavan. So far, so good. Black and white. Aval az haran mamshich shez lo kol kach pashut. V'dat mihu dafka b'mefaresh yeshiva tzuka ozrika tzror. Aval ba'omer konem tzuka alai, konem tzror ze alai, yoshev yeshiva shal mitzvah, v'zorek oso tzror sh'ne'esar bo layam imrotza, d'mistama lo osr al atzmo ela hano'a bilvad. D'ha makdish behemto, Asr alav va'al kol ha'olam. Va'afilu ha'chi eina asr b'negiya. Ha'chinami isur stam achigla v'hano'a mashma. Avo kol shepire shal esar alatzma afilu negiya chayo. Aran b'etzem oseh kan pshara. Sheyesh stam neder, she'ulai ze ma shesef diber alav. Ata omer stam, konem suka zu alai, konem even ze alai. Az v'rega shat omer, stam neder ze isur hano'a. Umutar lasot pula shein b'hana'a. If I say konim tzor ze alai, asur li lishtamesh batzor lehachzik et hadelet, lehachzik et haniyarot sheli, lekaneach v'chulei v'chulei, avol mutar li lizrok et zelayam. I amarti konim? No, ze bedyuk. Konim ze isur hekdesh. Hekdesh ein isur b'negia. Yesh isur b'hana'a. Ma she'en kein, im ani omer b'feirush, konim tzor ze l'negiyata, konem kisa ze laharamata, אז אני באמת יכול להכיל את זה. Once we have two tracks within the world of the Darim, and then again, Rashi is not mentioning it, can fit in because it's not something which is borrowed. Natata drech l'shiurim. It depends. Chepta is necessary. However, even though the chepta is necessary, the hana'a is an open question. It depends how you formulate the neder. If you formulate the neder as pure hekdesh, konem suka zu alai, this suka is hekdesh, it has a din of hekdesh, iser hana'a, iser achila. The moment that you formulate the neder in terms of a particular pula, konem suka zo le harisata, I take a neder, I'm not going to destroy the suka, right? Then the neder is chal on the harisa, even though there's no hana'a. So Tosus has, according to the Ran, goes in both directions. Va'az yesh ot chidush betosfot, shezeh yesh lanu kan haran omeritzeh b'shem tosfot, betosfot omeritzeh ba'atzmo, al hadaf b'daf beizem med aleph. What if I say, konem yeshivat suka ze alai? Konem yeshivat suka ze alai. So the Ran said, that's not a neder. Konim yeshivat suka ze alai. You can't make a neder on yeshiva. You have to make a neder on the suka. You say konim suka zo li yeshivata. Tosa says no. Tosa says avala tosot amru afilu amar konim yeshivat suka zu alai mahani. Dilo mikri davar sheim bo mamash elo kesheino maskir sheim hachefet sheoser alav kagon. Shani yoshen, shani medaber. Aval kishemaskir hachefetz haneesar dover sheyesh bo mamashu. In other words, it's irrelevant how I formulate the neder. If I say suka zu asur alai li yeshivasa, or yeshivat suka zu alai. As long as I mention suka, then we take the yeshiva to be not the Easter, but rather the aspect of Sukkah, which is Osrami. The Sukkah is Osrami. What aspect of the Sukkah? Yeshivat Sukkah. But it's not the Yeshiva. Yeshiva is a davar she'ein bo mamash. Berega she'ani omer et hamila Sukkah, berega she'ani maskir et hachefetz be'ezeshu makom, az anachnu, kumar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitargem et haneder she'kol pula she'hizkarta lo et kavanta le'esor et ha'pu'ula. Et kavanta le'esor et ha'chefetz li'pu'ulata. Okay? And we're just that there, as opposed to most Rishonim, who say that the formulation has to be very, very exact, you have to have the sukkah as the object or the subject of the net, the konim sukkah zu alai, this sukkah is also the subject. Sukkah has to be the subject of your neder. According to the Tosfos, sukkah is automatically the subject of your neder as long as it's mentioned, even if you formulate it as yeshivat sukkah zu alai. The word yeshiva can be viewed as a subject. The word yeshiva can be viewed as an adjective. We say that when you say yeshivat sukkah zu alai, you're not asering yeshiva as a subject. You're asering yeshiva as an adjective of sukkah. Sukkah is the subject of the neder. Okay? That's the second point. The final point, which is not mentioned directly in the Ran over here, but, you know, the Chora is an open question. How do I define cheftza? How do I define cheftza? Question would be as follows. An act is certainly not a cheftza. Halicha, harama, negiyah, those are not a cheftza. What about something like reyach? Something like dibur? Something like shena? Could that possibly be defined as an object? Rashi says black and white, no. Rashi says Shena is not an object. But could you say that Shena is an object? That Dibur is an object? That Reach is an object? In other words, everyone agrees that l'hariach is not an object. L'hariach is a pu'ula, to smell. But is reyach an object? What's the din b'chol haTorah kula? Is reyach an object? No. In other words, dine momenos, reyach is not an object that allows itself to be sold. In dine isur v'heter, hilchos ma'acholos asuros, Ram Paskin's reyach ein ba mamash, there's no isur manachal on reyach. But the question is, in terms of the world of nedarim, where we require a chepta, could you formulate a definition of chepta that would include shena, dibur, reyach, etc.? So maybe for an object you don't need physical dimensions. What do you need? Maybe what you need is what let's call an entity. Whether this entity is substantial or insubstantial, maybe that's not necessary in the world of nedarim. That there's a difference between dibur and lidaber. Lidaber is a verb. It's an act. Nedarim are not chal on acts. That's clear. Nedarim are not chal on pulot. A shvua is chal on a pula. She'ezrok, shelo ezrok. A neder is not chal on an act. Okay? It's not the chepta. But maybe even if lidaber is an act, dibur is already an object, an item. In other words, like in Seret HaDibros, you have Basara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. There's the concept of a Ma'amar. We have Etzer Dibrot. We have Haktav HaMichtav. In other words, that even if these are insubstantial, that they can't be measured, but we have over here entities. We have over here something to put one's finger on. I'm raising this because the Rambam shoots it down. But if the Rambam shoots it down, let's maybe put it a little differently. We said that in the world of Dine Mamanos, Reyach is meaningless. In the world of Iser Veheter, Reyach is meaningless. What about in the world of Hekdesh? What about in the world of Hekdesh? Is Reyach meaningless or meaningful? So we have a Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. At the end of Perek Hey, Rambam says as follows. Kol umare v'reach shel hekdesh lo nehenin v'lo moalim. That appears to be pretty black and white, that there's not that reyach is not considered to be something which lends itself to hana'ah. Then continues, Bamedram Amurim, Kishahareyach Biktor Kishahiriach Bikatoret Akar Shaolsa Hatimoret. Aboim Heriach Bikatoret Kishetale Timarta Ma'al. So it says in terms of kol and mar'eh, there the reason that there's no milo is that ein bo mamash. In terms of reyach, at the beginning he put it together with kol and mara, but then he distinguishes. He said, in terms of ketores, if you smell it after it was already burnt, then the medram urim, then it's mutter. That's when we said lo nenim v'lo mo'alim, that's after it was burnt. If you smell it while it's being burnt, then mo'al. It's mashma that the issue in reyach is that normally when you smell something, it's too late. Namely, already naase mitzvaso. If naase mitzvaso is no longer a din of hekdesh, no longer a din of iser hanah. But if you're able to smell it before naase mitzvaso, then the Rambam says ma'al. All we have over here is reyach. So it could be that reyach is considered to be an entity. Kol, there's no entity. Mare, there is no entity. Reyach is already considered to be an entity. It's an insubstantial entity, but it's an entity. Even though the Rambam says that Reyach is meaningless in the world of Iser Veheter, we saw that there are poskim who say that Reyach is shayach to the world of Iser v'heter. You know, back in Yeridea. So it's an, you know, it's that's an open question. It's an open question because even in Hekdesh, which Achora is the archetype of the world of Nedarim, it appears from the Rambam that Hekdesh is different than the world of Iser v'Heter and then the world of Mamonos. There, Reach is not considered to be some. The fact that it's insubstantial, that's ready enough to take it out of being a Chepza. But in the world of Meila, it appears that it's not that the fact it's insubstantial, it can still be a chepta. It's a chepta, which is insubstantial, but there's still an Iser of Hano on it. Yes. What's a mara?
Mara is something.
Mara, the question is it something or is it simply an act of seeing? But there's no entity called mara.
It's an act of seeing. But what am I seeing? I'm seeing something.
You get involved in philosophy. Who here is a philosopher in terms of meaning of words? If there's no one to see, is it really there?
Okay. Stay away from the mara.
Okay. Yes.
So we mentioned Dibor, Reach, and Shina. So
yes.
Dibor would just be Kol, isn't it?
No, Dibor is not just Kol. Kol is sound. Dibor is a statement. There is a, in other words, again, we have the Yud Dibros. In other words, the Dibor is not just a Kol. Kol is a sound. Over here, there is a meaningful statement that may have a status of an entity. Basar Amoros Nivra Holam is a noun. There's a noun, not just a verb. Dibur. So the Rambam doesn't distinguish. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, Ketzad Ein Nedarim Cholim Ela Al Davar Sheish Mamash, HaOmer Diburi Alecha, Eino Oser Mila Dabir Imo. The Rambam makes no distinction between the verb and the noun. Okay. That which we raise as a possibility, even within the Rambam says no, that Nedarim is like Kol HaTorah Kula. Shehadibur Einbo Mamash. Not just Lidaber Einbo Mamash, but Hadibur Einbo Mamash. And then he says the same thing in terms, and then he moves over to the world of actions. Koni She'eni Yoshein, She'eni Medaber, She'eni Mahalech. In other words, the Rambam views it all as one unit. That there's no such thing as an insubstantial entity. If it's insubstantial, it's not an entity, period, like Rashi. That's the Rambam over here in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, HaOmer Ye'oser Pi L'Diburi Yodai L'Ma'aseyen, then Einai L'Sheinosan Raglai L'Hiluchan HaNeder Chal Aleihen. Not like Tosos. The formulation is very, very important according to the Rambam. That we have to have the formulation of making the subject of the Neder the Chayfetz. And finally, the Rambam says, "Hanoder b'dvarim she'ein behem mamosh va'asaran, af al pi she'ein haneder chal aleihem, ein morin lo shinog behem heter, hoel va'asar atzom behen, ubedaito she'haneder chal aleihem." The Rambam over here basically is quoting Ravina that even though these nedarim are not chal midoraisa, there is a din of bal yachel midrabanan. There's a din of bal yachel midrabanan. And as such, it's still going to be usser, but it's just not going to be with malkos, with the korban, etc. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the tanai of davar sheyesh ba mamash, davar sheein ba mamash. And with that, we will say to the perek, Yirtzeh Hashem hadron alach. As I mentioned, those of you who want to take a written chazara on the third perek, you know, stamp for yourselves, I'll be happy to talk to you in learning on the perek. If you want me to send given a grade, I'll give you a grade, but that's necessary. I'll give you, you know, it's based on the two bechinas, I can already send in, you know, it's to Rabbi Bronstein that you learned shavuos for two semesters. You don't have to have a third bechina. And I just wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity of trying to understand the Masechet Shavuos, that the concept of Torah Lishma, according to Nefesh Chaim, is to learn something in order to understand it. And since we were brought up in the Western world, so for us, understanding is trying to understand the concepts which underlie the Gemara, the concepts which underlie the Rishonim, and that's, you know, it's pretty much what I would hope that we were involved in, you know, over the last few months. For those of you who, in Yitz Hashem, will have the Sfut remain in Eretz Yisrael next year, so here in the Kolo we'll be learning Gittin, as they'll be learning in YU. Rabbi Buchenstein will begin on Daf Yud Zayin, and I think I'll begin on Daf Beis, and that way we can end the year together, Yitz Hashem. So for those who want to attend both shiurim, I think, you know, as you'll be able to, have a very, very full week in terms of dealing from two points. Rabbi Buchenstein will deal more with the world of the get per se, which starts on Yud Zayin, but Chazal felt, for whatever reason, that they wanted to start with Mesiras HaGet, with the din of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam, and particularly since on the Beis Amud Aleph one has the concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so we'll start on the Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Baruch HaBatzlacha.